Good afternoon, Dr. Schmidt, dictating a six-minute walk test on Clifford Siegfried. This goes to the VA on 2/13/24. Mr. Siegfried performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97%, period. The patient achieved 503 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 93%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Just 1 second. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/13/24, Mr. Barnett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. The moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/19/23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on David Johnson. That's J-O-H-N-S-E-N. This goes to Med First. On 2/13/24, Mr. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. And when compared to a prior study dated 11/16/23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Colby. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 2/13/24, Mr. Colby performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without significant airways obstruction, without significant improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/23/23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Zastro, Z-A-S-T-R-O-W. On 2/13/24, Mrs. Lake performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/29/23, there's been no change, period. To paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clifford Siegfried. This goes to the VA. On 2/13/24, Mr. Siegfried performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/17/23, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Robert Gossett. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughan. On 2/13/24, Mr. Gossett performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 98%, period. Patient walked 493 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a 12-lead EKG report on patient Lois Smith. On 2/13/24, Mrs. Smith performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. Voltage is low. Appears to be left axis deviation. QRS complexes and T waves are otherwise normal, period. No paragraph impression, low voltage, left axis deviation, period. Thank you.